We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Morning 6 to 8 on WBNW, 1120 AM.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
All right, I hope you all had a great Christmas weekend, holiday weekend, however you want to define it. And we're heading for New Year's, and we'll have lots of time to discuss. Oh, I will have lots of time to discuss. It's my show, so I'll have lots of time to discuss, reflect back on 2015 and project ahead to 2016, the remainder of the week, but not today. Because you've got three great guests on, and coming up a little bit later before I introduce our featured guest here at the beginning, and you won't want to miss her because it's not too late to take care of some tax issues. But joining us a little bit later will be Emmy Award-winning sports documentary producer Ross Greenberg, and discussing a new classic that you'll be able to see that will be airing on December 30th. But let's open up. As we closed last, not on Friday, but as we had during last week's show, Ronnie Deutsch, the tax lady and tax consultant, business consultant. I think she's the most male or female. I don't think there's anybody better informed than Ronnie Deutsch to help you with your tax tips. She is with Deutsch Consulting. It's D-E-U-T-C-H. And you can go to DeutschConsulting.com. Feel free to contact her. The phone number there is 844-463-3882. Last week, Ronnie discussed end-of-the-year tax tips for individuals and businesses. We're going to jump into the business end. But before we do, we had a little bit left to cover last week. Ronnie, it's great to have you back.
Yeah, thank you so much, Stu. I really appreciate that very thoughtful introduction. Remember, our goal here today is to educate our listeners on taxation issues. We all have to deal with the IRS. It's better to be informed, Stu, and know what some of those deductions are so you can save money. So where we left off last time, I think we wanted to talk a little bit about gift giving.
Exactly.
About the work from home deduction and about some capital gains. So I think since it is that time of year, Stu, we all need to know one fact. You can give up to $14,000 per person, and it's not income. It's not taxable. When was the last time you could give somebody money, Stu, feel good about it, and know they don't pay taxes? Again, that amount of money is $14,000 that you can give away, Stu. If you're married, double that to $28,000. I highly recommend. It's an outstanding way to get money to our relatives, nieces, nephews, grandchildren. I urge people to give gifts up to $14,000 this year.
All right. Really important. I mean, you've got so many opportunities, and we're going to end up, as Ronnie is saying, talking about the individual aspect. We will get into the business part of it right after this. There are so many things that people are unaware of, and, you know, I've been doing these for years, so obviously I don't have your knowledge. I'm always learning when we talk, but home office deductions. You know, I'm always thinking, you know, toilet paper, paper towels, office supplies, etc. But it's even more than that. It's regarding space at home.
Yeah, this is a really sexy deduction, Stu. We've got to look at ways to reduce our taxable income so we pay less money in taxes. This right here is one way. If you work from home, think about it. You're sitting at your desk. You're on the phone. You're on the computer. Why not take a standard deduction of $1,500 for the space that you use exclusively in your home? Again, folks, you work from home. Take that $1,500 standard deduction. All you've got to prove to the IRS is you use that space exclusively for business. That will save you money in your taxes. $1,500 is not chump change. Take that deduction.
Take it, advantage of it. And now to these deductions, all of these things we're talking about, just to recap, what is the deadline? Can people get an extension on taking the deductions as well? Obviously, we know they can on filing their tax forms. How long? What's the window, Ronnie? Because we know that some things have to be done before January 1st.
Yeah, really good point, Stu. What are you going to decide? Are you going to take the standard deduction or are you going to itemize? When you prepare your tax returns and file them on April 15th, or if you're like a lot of people, you'll get that extension and you'll be able to file your taxes on October 15th. Bottom line for me is don't file your tax returns unless you're organized. You have the legal right to get that extension. And let's talk about it. Someone who's thinking, well, what do I do with my capital gains tax? What do I do with my deductions? Folks, if you don't know what a capital gains is, you got to get that extra time. You know when you sell that stock that you bought, Stu? Many people bought stock. They made some money. I highly recommend that they offset their gains, pay less in taxes by selling their capital losses. We all bought stocks that lost money, Stu. We can't be that good where we hit a grand slam every time. Let's consider ways to save money on taxes by selling off some of your capital gains to offset against your capital losses. Take a look at your stocks, folks. Take a look at your taxes. Determine if you file in April or if you get that extension to October, which I recommend.
Yeah, it's really important, and a lot, obviously, is resting on a new president coming in 2016, and you can throw everything out the window if it's Bernie Sanders. Just a little bit of humor here this morning, or attempted humor, as we move now to the business aspect of it. And Ronnie, I mean, the first thing, and there's so many things for you to talk about, it's just that the first thing that comes into my mind is that writing off the deduction on lease cars, it's so much of a better deal than it used to be. I think it used to be 15 years, maybe three now, I'm not sure. It's very attractive. When should people buy business vehicles in terms of lease business vehicles as opposed to buy and write it off through the business?
Yeah, well, first of all, folks, if you own a business, let's make sure it really is a business, Stu. So many people have a hobby that they try to make a business, and the IRS is a little bit smarter than that. Hey, they're not your friend, but they're smarter than that. So if you own a business, I want to make sure you take every single business deduction on your Schedule C. You bring up leasing a vehicle versus purchasing a vehicle. I'm a real advocate of leasing a vehicle. Why? Because we're going to stay a lot more organized on that car and use all of it towards that deduction. We've got to have miles deduction, and we've got the cost of the lease. So again, for me, Stu, unless you've got to get big old trucks because you're a construction dude, I would consider leasing, and I would make sure that you know what your first year startup costs are with your business and your first year organizational costs. Why? You get $5,000 in deductions for your startup costs and another $5,000 deduction in your organizational costs. Save your receipts. Do not commingle personal and business, and you will be so much better off, more organized on your taxes so you don't overpay Uncle Sam.
Yeah, and I wanted to be emphatic about that by having this separation of church and state, so to speak. And, you know, I'm often out with people, and I have, you know, I have several cards. I don't have many, but a couple of them are just personal. A couple of them are just businesses. Why don't you put it all on this? Because it's easier to do it the right way, and you won't have any problems. If you start commingling business and pleasure and personal expenses somewhere along the line, you're going to have a problem. And as Ronnie will say, and I'll say, as we head into a break here, do the right thing. There are legal ways to avoid paying less taxes. If you want to run the risk, you can have a lot of sleepless nights. Do it the right way. We're talking with Ronnie Deutsch. She is a tax consultant. She is the tax lady. And you can go to deutschconsulting.com. I want to spell that. It's D-E-U-T-C-H consulting.com. This is a valuable opportunity for you to take advantage of some of the advice we're getting, as there's still a few days left. And as we go to a break here, Ronnie, and you'll be rejoining us, there's still time to do a few of these things, isn't there?
Absolutely. That's the good news, Stu.
All right. We're going to take a break. And coming up right after the break, rejoining us will be Ronnie Deutsch. And we're going, she is going to focus on end-of-the-year tax tips for businesses. So if you have a business or you're even thinking of starting a business, it's really good to prepare in advance and know what you can do. Too many people jump into business enterprises blindly. They learn the hard way. If you can get just a little bit out of this with Ronnie Deutsch, you'll be so far ahead of the game. We're going to come back.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom12.com right now and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom12.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 12.com. Go to freedom12.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom12.com.
What could you do with a $100 Visa gift card? A lot, right? $100 can get you a lot of things, including peace of mind. We're Alliance Home Security, and we give our customers peace of mind and $100 Visa gift cards. Right now, and only through this exclusive radio offer, we're giving every homeowner who has us install our home security system and signs up for our monitoring service a $100 Visa gift card. No tricks, no gimmicks, just a world-class home security system installed in your home for free, and you receive a $100 Visa gift card. Put this number in your smartphone or just call us right now. 1-800-528-5518. That's 1-800-528-5518. Ask us to install your home security system and get a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-528-5518. Free same-day installation and a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-528-5518. Call right now.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold. Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-999-1351 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-999-1351. That's 888-999-1351.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Biz Talk Radio. The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBNW.
Well, it was Dick Armey. I was just pleased to do such a great interview with Stu Taylor. You know, Stu Taylor to me is to talk radio as Bobby Orr is to hockey, and it just doesn't get any better than that.
We return with the tax lady, and I am so delighted to be able to have Ronnie Deutsch joining us, as she has so many times in past years, and she's back right now to talk about tax deductions for that you can utilize for last year. And remember, you still have a couple of days, and if we don't get through this, and I don't think we are, we're going to have Ronnie rejoin us. She's kindly consented to doing it on Wednesday, December 30th. So you'll still have time to do things. And Ronnie, as you head back in terms of your explanations and providing advice here, you know, office business supplies can add up to a tremendous amount of money. Talk about the deductibility of that and how much you can utilize.
Yeah, remember the issue, folks. The issue is that you want to pay less money on your 2015 tax bill. How do you do it? Right now, you take a look at your business supplies. You take a look at your office supplies. If you need them, I would load up on them. Whatever amount of money you spend right now, end of the year, 2015, you get to deduct it from your tax liability. So why shouldn't you, Stu, if you own a business, you go out there, you get the supplies needed now, then you get to deduct them in this year. Again, we're looking at ways to reduce your liability. You own a business, you're going to need business and office supplies. Go get them this year.
All right, do it. And one of the reasons that Ronnie will be appearing on here 3 days this week, 2 days this week and one last, is the importance of this these sessions, because in many cases, you won't have the opportunity after January 1st. And where you do, Ronnie is here to tell you. Always confusing, always needing explanation, always changes in terms of 401ks, IRSs, you know, retirement plans, Roth plans. Do you want to touch on that a little?
Yeah, I mean, we are programmed as business owners to file our taxes quarterly, and yet we're not programmed to think about our retirement. Two very important points, Stu. If you own a business, the IRS believes that you need to make those quarterly tax payments four times a year. You got January 15th, April 15th, June 15th, and October 15th. If you don't make those payments, they're going to penalize you 25%. So what can you do to offset this? You got to look at putting money into your retirement. I urge every business owner listening right now, if you've not set up a 401k plan, if you've not made a date with yourself in the future, you know you're going to be paying your quarterly taxes. Why not take some of that money and set up a retirement plan before the end of the year? It's the 28th, folks. You got this week. You can contribute up to, what is it, $18,000 and not pay taxes. It is such an outstanding way to save money on your taxes now, Stu, and be tax compliant when that quarterly payment is due on January 15th. Plus, you know, you're paying less in taxes. It's just a win-win for everyone.
Yeah, and a lot of these opportunities, because people just don't take a few minutes to listen, they're passing all these opportunities by, opportunities like the standard home office expense deduction. How much can you take on that one? And once again, I don't want to sound like a warden or somebody from the government, but make sure it's legitimate.
Yeah, certainly. We do not want to over-deduct, because if we're audited, we're going to have a real difficult time proving that we made that expense. But as we discussed, that home office deduction, if you really do work from home and you use that space regularly and exclusively for business, the IRS is going to let you deduct that portion of your home. Listen, don't get the calculator out. You can keep it simple. It's a standard $1,500 a year deduction, but let's make sure, folks, that you're actually using the space on a regular basis for your business. It's like your cell phone. If you use it for business, deduct the percentage you use for business.
But, Ronnie, I just want to interject here. How do you actually go about determining the percentage that you use for business? Can you just take the whole thing if you're paying a flat, you know, a fee per month?
Yeah, I highly recommend, Stu, that you get a home phone and you designate that home phone as your personal phone. That way you can use your business phone and deduct 100% of it. And I don't know about you, Stu, but my cell phone's $100 a month. That's $1,200 a year in legitimate IRS tax deductions. Folks, get your business phone out. Use it, deduct the entire amount for business so long as you've got that home phone. Now you're able to tell the IRS, look it, one's for business, one's for personal. That's the issue, Stu.
We wouldn't be talking about this several years back, but we're talking about it now, and all kinds of government attempts in order to tax everything, including your walking time, but to be serious here, the internet expenses, what's deductible?
Yeah, think about the internet. We're all addicted to it, so you might as well take that deduction. How much time are you on your home computer looking up something for business? I know it seems like an exhausting trail, but it's so much better to keep track. If you're on the internet, deduct that amount of expense. It's expensive. Why not take advantage of that internet connection fee at your home because you use it for your home office and deduct it? Again, folks, it saves money on your taxes.
All right, great advice here. And we, you know, we will be continuing Wednesday, but I do want to get into the mileage issue. Again, it's a similar question in terms of a cell phone. Can you just, if you're leasing cars, for example, for business, can you just deduct all of the mileage?
Yeah, this is so important, folks. I beg you, if there's anything you need to know, 57.5 cents a mile. Do you realize how much money that is, Stu? You drive your car, keep a miles log, and write down where you go. If you drive for business purposes, folks, you get to deduct up to 57.5 cents a mile. Do the math, Stu. Drive 10,000 miles in a year for business, that's $5,750 you deduct in miles. Take it, folks. It will save you close to $2,000 in taxes if you're in the 33% tax bracket. But you got to have a notepad. Just keep track of where you went, the date you went and write down the amount of miles that you got on your car starting on January 1st. So you can do that comparison at the end of the year.
All right. We're going to revisit Ronnie Deutsch on this Wednesday at 9:30. I just wanted people to know because I generally don't specify the times because of the number of guests, but I want people to take advantage. Ronnie, thanks so much for joining us this morning and providing all of this great advice. We look forward to having you back.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
Ah, the beginning of a new year. Started off right during Rite Aid's 2016 Starting Points. Because every week through January 23rd, you can ring in the values. With 1,000 Plenty Points worth $10 in savings when you spend $30 on participating products with your Wellness Plus with Plenty card. That adds up to big savings every week for the entire month. But only at Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Worth at least $10. Limit 2 offers per card per week. Plenty is a rewards program. Terms and conditions apply. See plenty.com/terms for details.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068, 800-957-6068, that's 800-957-6068.
Biz Talk Radio. You're tuned in to Money Matters Boston, 1120 AM WBNW.
Hi, this is Alan Dershowitz, and I've just been interviewed by the most remarkable interviewer, Stu Taylor, about my book, Taking the Stand, My Life and the Law. And this guy is just terrific. He asks all the right questions, gives me an opportunity to say what I want to say, and this is just one fantastic show.
The Internet isn't a disparaging way. These won't be two segments, but if you're looking for education and to save money, that may supersede your need for entertainment, especially since we're at the end of 2015. And I am so happy to have back Ronnie Deutsch, the tax lady. As far as I'm concerned, nobody's more knowledgeable about the field of taxation than Ronnie Deutsch. She's a business consultant as well, tax consultant, and you can go to deutschconsulting.com for more information. It's D-E-U-T-C-H, consulting.com. She's here to join us. This is her third appearance. In our last one, we covered end of the year tax tips for individuals and then jumped into business. And we're going to finish the business aspect of it and then take it a little bit further in an area that I don't have much familiarity on. But we'll hold off on that. Ronnie, welcome and Happy New Year to you.
Yeah, good morning, Stu. Happy New Year and happy holidays to you.
Thank you very much. We jumped off ship last time and pretty much in the middle here of talking about business tax tips for the end of the year. And I know you were talking a little bit about mileage. You may want to have a summary of that, so it would prove to be a good segue into the fact that you may want to make a distinction between mileage and charity miles.
Yeah, the first thing we've got to remind our listeners, Stu, is we want to talk about taxation issues that affect you, the business owner. The issue is very simple. How do you maximize your business deduction so you pay less money in taxes? One of the largest business deductions that businesses seem to not keep good records on is the miles they drive on their vehicles, including vehicles that they're using for actual work on a client's home, for example. So let's talk about the miles. 57.5 cents per mile. That's a lot of money, Stu. You get to deduct that much money every time you're in your automobile driving and doing something business-related. Why is that relevant? It's relevant, Stu, because if you drove 10,000 miles a year, which is about the average for a business owner in the United States, you are going to deduct $5,750. That means you're going to save close to $2,000 in taxes, and all of the reason why you kept a mile log. You brought up a very important point. What's the difference, Ronnie, between the charity miles versus my business miles? Charity miles is something you get because you're doing something good and you're giving back. I urge you to donate your time to charity, which includes driving. You get 14 cents a mile deduction. Again, Stu, if you use your car for business, 57.5 cents a mile, but you need a mile log. I urge you to download an application on your phone. One of them I like, Stu, it's called Mile IQ. Mile IQ. Again, charity miles are deductible at 14 cents. Pay attention to your driving because it will save you thousands of dollars on your taxes.
Is it kind of impossible to delineate the mileage for business from your personal mileage if you have it all under one umbrella? I mean, what are you supposed to say? I drove 100 miles today, 70 was for business, 30 was for pleasure.
You know what's so great about that question is the IRS. The IRS is going to require, Stu, whenever we claim a deduction, like miles, on our vehicle, they're going to say, I don't trust you. Why should I allow you to deduct, for example, 10,000 miles of driving? What am I, just going to base it on your good looks, Stu? Of course not. You have got to prove with documentation a miles log where you drove and who you spoke to. Don't write down things like, hey, I drove down to see the dentist to get my teeth worked on and think the IRS is going to deduct it. They won't. Keep track of where you're driving on every given day. It pays off, Stu, to keep accurate records. I highly recommend it.
I touched upon this in our last interview, but maybe you can get more specific. And I talked about the benefits of depreciation from a business leasing cars. When should a business lease? When should they buy?
Yeah, this is such an important decision to every business owner out there who's looking to acquire and needs to acquire assets for their business versus having the opportunity to lease. The IRS is going to look at, especially at the beginning of your business, your startup costs. You've got organizational costs of $5,000, you can deduct immediately. You've got startup costs of $5,000, you can deduct immediately. But when you go out to lease or buy, I would look at the capital in your bank. I'm opposed, Stu, to spending capital buying massive equipment when you can lease it. Again, why not lease equipment, take the deduction on the total lease amount as well as whatever those miles are, and why not save your capital for a rainy day when you're going to need that money? For me, I would talk to your CPA, your tax advisor, about the difference between leasing versus amortizing your big expenses. I'm a proponent of leasing because I get that deduction right away, versus having to amortize it over, let's say, 3, 5, 15 years.
Yeah, and I'm just about to go through my third term here of leasing. It's been years since I've owned, and I'll tell you, it's far less aggravation as well on a personal level. I never even think about it. There's no emotional attachment. Just about everything is taken care of, and that's just my own personal opinion, but I do realize that buying for some people is the way to go. A big subject is meals and what you can deduct off it, and I'll stress the importance. You're the tax expert, but everything has to be documented. And I always indicate on every receipt if it's business, whom the meal was with, and it's not that I'll ever need it, but I want to know I can put my fingers on it because this can add up, can't it?
Yeah, what a really important distinction between your personal meal that you're out there having with your buddies versus a business meal that involves your actual business. This is so significant, people. Get a pen, get paper, and write this down. When you have a business meal, here's the great news. You get to deduct 50% of the cost of that meal towards your business expenses. Again, folks, why do we want deductions? Because it reduces our overall tax liability. But like you said, you're going to have to write down the name of the person that you're taking out to eat. You're going to have to write down what the issue was that you discussed. Was this person a vendor? Was this person a referral source? Or was this person a prospect or a potential client? But why is it worth keeping those notes? Well, heck, Stu, I'd rather deduct 50% of my meal by keeping those records rather than not deducting a dime. I eat out a lot, Stu. This is my largest business deduction. But how can we make the meal portion 100% deductible? This is a hot tip, folks. If you have that person out to a business event or a workshop rather than lunch or dinner, you can deduct the entire expense associated with the meal, the drinks, the appetizers, the food, the dessert. Why not take advantage of this 100% meal deduction by inviting your vendor, your referral source, or your prospect to a business event slash workshop that involves a meal? Then if you have people there that appear, you get to deduct 100% of this. Again, you can't deduct a penny unless you write down who you had the meal with, what you were discussing, and the date. My idea, my important suggestion, have events and workshops and seminars for lunch, for dinner. That way you're deducting 100% of the tab. That is a significant difference versus only being able to deduct 50% of that business tab.
But you also say, and this, I had no idea about this whatsoever, totally alien to me, that the IRS wants to know you're working at least 4 hours a day. That's related to travel. I mean, how do you, just quickly, we're going to a break, how do you back that up?
Very simply, you make sure and keep track of the time your airplane left, if you had to have any meetings on that day, if you had to go to any events or workshops. That's why, Stu, every seminar you've ever gone to, haven't you noticed you're always working at least 4 hours a day?
All right, we're going to come back. We're going to wrap up this on business.
If you're like me, and you probably are, you probably have some toys, like a desktop computer, a laptop, maybe a tablet, one or two smartphones, a printer, maybe even a high-speed modem and wireless router. That's a lot of technology. Who do you call when something breaks? If you had Tech Butler, one call can fix them all. And for a lot less than every other tech support service. Really, Tech Butler will cover every device you own for as little as $99 a year. And when you buy 2 years of protection, they'll give you a third year free, so you'll save even more. Plus, you get the peace of mind knowing that every device you own today or in the future is covered. Tech Butler. One call literally covers all your devices for less than everyone else. Get 1 year free when you buy two. Save money. Call right now. 1-800-434-0522. That's 1-800-434-0522. Again, 1-800-434-0522. 1-800-434-0522.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom12.com right now and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom12.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 12.com. Go to freedom12.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom12.com.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
Biz Talk Radio. You're locked into Money Matters Radio, 1120 AM WBNW.
This is Congressman Barney Frank, and I just want to report that I had one of the best interviews I've ever had with Stu Taylor on his very informative and entertaining show.
All right, back with the tax lady, Ronnie Deutsch, and the information that she provides and the way she provides it is so invaluable. We will be continuing at the beginning of 2016 with Ronnie and some topics that are of great importance to all of you. So I thank you all for continuing to listen. And as we move along here, and we're going to hit into a subject that I really don't know much about at all, probably nothing, IRS, Fresh Start tax programs. But there are two issues left on the business tax deductions that I think are important, and I hate to move on without it. One is business gifts. What can you do with that? What can you give, and what are the limits?
Yeah, the IRS has really cracked down on this, unfortunately, Stu, because remember the good old days when we could give whatever we wanted to vendors, to our referrals, to our prospects? Now the IRS basically says, listen, you can give up to $25 in a gift to a client or a business associate to thank them. Here's my thought. Be overly generous. Make sure and give that $25 tax-deductible gift while you take someone out to eat. Now you got a double deduction. I like it. Be generous and be loyal to your business associates.
All right. Really important, and important for everyone to know. The last thing is quarterly tax payments. Do you have to make them? Do you have to make them quarterly? Can you pay them all at once? And what are the penalties if you don't?
You know, the IRS wants you to make quarterly tax payments. This is a really significant decision for you, the business owner. They want you to make four of them a year, one on January 15th, one on April 15th, one on June 15th, and one on October 15th. If you don't make a quarterly tax payment and you owe the IRS, what are they going to do to you, Stu? They're going to assess penalties and interest on what you owe, especially if you file your return late. People, get your tax return filed on time or get a tax extension to file in October. If you file late and you owe money, they're going to charge 25% on top of what you owe, which is awful. Pay attention to those dates. They will save you money.
Yeah, it sounds like the loan sharking business. Let's move on to IRS Fresh Start tax programs. Happily, I've had nothing to do with this, no familiarity. So maybe, I'm sure there are a lot of people in the same situation. Could you first explain what the IRS Fresh Start program is?
30 million people owe the IRS. They've got an STD, Stu, a serious tax disease. What does an IRS Fresh Start program mean? It means the IRS is finally doing the right thing, and they have programs available that make it easier for taxpayers who owe them money to get a fresh start. We know the IRS can file a tax lien against you, right? But now they're not going to file a tax lien against you unless you owe 10 grand. We know if you owe the IRS due, you can get on a monthly payment plan. Here's the good news. If you owe up to 50 grand, you can get on a 72-month, 6-year payment plan. Get on a payment plan, folks, if you owe the IRS. But if you can't afford to pay them back, here's the best Christmas present ever. It's the offer in compromise. Exactly what it sounds like, Stu. You offer the IRS less money than what you owe to compromise or settle your entire debt. This program is the bomb. Why? Because truly it helps people who can't afford to pay their debt back, which that includes about 25 million Americans. Again, Stu, be aware of a tax lien. The IRS will slap one on you if you got 10 grand in debt. If you can afford to pay them back, you get on an installment agreement up to 72 months. If not, you look at the offer and compromise program where you settle your debt for less money than what you owe. And last, if you are unemployed, you're ill, you can't work, you can't even pay your bills at all, call the IRS and talk about the currently not collectible tax program. That program means they leave you alone because you're experiencing severe economic hardship. They'll put you in a timeout, and they won't bother you until you start making money again. Those are four things you got to know if, God forbid, you're one of 30 million people who owe the IRS today.
Important, and installments, offers to compromise. It sounds like what the housing market was when you could almost walk away when you had a discrepancy between, you know, the mortgage and the value of the house, and that was offered. There is no gratitude from the IRS or our government. What do you think was the reasoning that finally pressed the button to allow them to do this, to salvage something as opposed to nothing and waste thousands and millions of hours of time chasing people fruitlessly? Is that it?
Well, given the fact that the IRS employs 110,000 people, they decided to do the right thing. They said, listen, we're not collecting money from 30 million people who owe. How do we get something from these people? I commend the IRS, and I'm not a fan of them, because they finally came up with programs that truly make it easier for you, the taxpayer, to pay them back. What does the IRS hope, Stu? You start paying them back. You file back taxes that you've not filed, and most importantly, you stop working under the table. Too many people that owe them money are working under the table. They're not even in the system, and the IRS's attitude is, please, pay us a little something, start making money legitimately, get compliant, and we'll forgive you for the money you owe us. It's a great program, people. Take advantage of it before it goes away.
And I'm trying to keep this apolitical because of what you do, but I think it's pretty crystal clear. I mean, if Bernie Sanders ever were in office, that would be it. We'd be paying 99% taxes, basically, and I don't have any confidence in the Republicans, but it'll be less than a 99%. I'm exaggerating that. Close to it, though. It'll be less than a 99% that Bernie recommends.
You know, where's the candidate? Where's that candidate who wants to abolish the IRS? Why are we not talking about a flat tax
or a fair tax?
Tax?
Flat tax or fair tax, right?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, we're out of time. I want to wish you a very happy and healthy new year. We're going to see you in January, okay, Ronnie Deutsch?
You bet, Stu. Thank you so much for your time. Mwah.
Thanks, everybody, for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.